Thank you, Fred, and long live Fred. All right, on the move. As y'all know, I'm Ramona Africa, Minister of Communication for the MOVE organization out of Philadelphia. Our organization is approximately 40 years old now, and we started off fighting, and we're still fighting, despite all that this government have come at us with. You know, guns, bombs, cops, jails, the whole bit. We are still coming back at them, still fighting, because we ain't never going to stop fighting the people that want to poison our air, lock up people that resist their terrorism, slaughter animals in mass. I mean, we know who the terrorist is. We are clear about that. I want to thank everybody involved in putting this on. I want to thank the people at the U of Oregon that put on the environmental law conference this weekend. This is all important. You know, there is only one revolution, and it involves all of this. We don't need to be making a whole lot of categories. We're all involved in one fight. And the word for the day, the principle that we live by is unity. Is unity. Unity. It is that unified, consistent work that brought free home, you know? And it's going to take consistent, unified work to protect the three sisters and brothers on that chart out there. Marie Mason, is it? Eric McDavid and Brianna Waters. It's going to take the same unified work to bring them home. What these officials try to do is wear us down with one case after the other. But we have to show that we won't be worn down. That anytime they come at us, and anybody that's working for us, for the people, for life, then we gonna be right there to have their back, you know, and to come back at these people. We can never, ever afford to allow our enemy to tell us that resisting them and defending ourselves is criminal, is terrorist. Ain't nobody going to tell us that. The principle of self-defense is instinctive. It comes from the God of life, our mama, Mother Nature. And ain't none of these misfits got the right to take that right from us. And we ain't letting them take it from us. John Africa taught MOVE that legal ain't never meant right. They can tell us what's legal all day and night, but it ain't got nothing to do with right. And they know it. What do they want to call us criminal for defying their legality and coming at them when they're wrong. But meanwhile, every 4th of July, they celebrate people named George Washington, Nathan Hale, Paul Revere, and what they teach our children about these people is that they were resistors, that they went to war with the government, with King George. They went to war with cops called redcoats. This is what they teach our children. In other words, they resisted. They defied legality. Well, why is it right for them, and why are they celebrated for doing it, but they want to label us terrorists for defying legality and fighting the government and going to war with cops that defend the government? Can't have it both ways. Can't have it both ways. Either resistance despite legality is right and is to be celebrated, or it's wrong and is to be punished. They got to make up their mind. Can't have it both ways. And what we're saying is that we know it's right to defy legality when it's wrong. The hell with legality when it's wrong. You know, all we're interested in is what's right. What is right. And it is right to defend yourself, to defend life, and to fight anybody that's trying to cut off your air, poison your water, that slaughters life in mass, whether it's an animal or prisoners, you know, or the death penalty. I mean, it is right to fight that and defend it. That's why I say we got one revolution here. Our revolution is directed at those that control all those things, you know, but it's only a handful of people, a small group of people that run the world, literally run the world. And they put all these other people out in front of them to be their flak jackets, including the president. Including the president. He's taking orders. He ain't nothing but a flunky. You know? I mean, it is big business. The super rich, the handful of super rich people that control everything. And they focus people's attention on these politicians, on, you know, other people, cops and stuff that they put out there so that we don't pay them any attention. But we know who the enemy is. You know, it is these people that are doing these things and those that support them, that believe as they do. You know, everybody has a decision to make, you know, chooses what path they go. And if you want to choose a righteous path, fine. You are sister and brother. You know, you are a comrade. But when people want to choose to go along with the government, with these officials, with these super rich people that are oppressing all of us, then that's how they are treated. Like, that's who they are. You know, no matter, you know, how they may relate to us, no matter how we know them, doesn't matter. We got decisions to make. And what is happening is so very serious that we can't afford to play no games. We can't afford to half step. Our very lives, our very freedom, the lives and freedom of our children and their children are at stake here. You know, everybody in this room, I know that y'all are workers, that you're involved or you wouldn't even be here. So that's good. The work we got to do is to encourage others, you know, encourage others to get involved, encourage our sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, children. You know, we can't leave any stone unturned because we need all the soldiers we can get to get the, that's right, that's right. You know, we got to get this monster off our back. And it's going to take all our will to do it. And the thing that people got to understand, you know, some people look at Move and they say, well, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, y'all are strong. You know, I can't do it. I don't want to go to jail. You know, I don't want to be attacked by cops. I don't want my home bombed. Well, of course, nobody wants these things. But the thing is, being quiet and not speaking out, not fighting the system, is not going to protect you. I mean, look at Amadou Diallo in New York. He wasn't a revolutionary, and I'm not criticizing the brother. I'm simply saying he was not a revolutionary. He was not out in the street, you know, saying, down with this rotten system, you know, we got to fight. No, he wasn't saying any of that. He wasn't doing any of that. But he was victimized by this system just the same. So being quiet and going along, you know, to get along does not protect you. I understand there was a young man tasered to death in this area recently. You know, I'll bet he wasn't a revolutionary, you know, but victimized nevertheless. So what I'm saying is, if this system is going to bully you and kick your butt, whether you fight back or not, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? You know? We have to instill that fight in our children so that they have it to instill in their children. I mean, this is our work. We may have to go to a job, but revolution is our work. And that's right. And it is, I mean, the most important thing that we have to do, that we have to involve ourselves in. And we can never, ever allow, you know, our enemy to define for us how we revolt against them, how we fight them. I mean, what? They're supposed to lay out for us how we resist their terrorism? I don't think so. I mean, Jews didn't look to Hitler to lay out for them the means to stop the Holocaust. Black South Africans didn't look to apartheid, you know, officials to tell them how to end apartheid. African slaves didn't look to the slave master to lay out for them how to end slavery. Why in the world, or how in the world, can we look to our enemy, our oppressor, to dictate to us how we come at them, how we fight them? I mean, that don't make no sense. We fight them any way we can, on any level we can. And before I stop, I just want to say, MOVE would never presume to tell people exactly what you should be doing. Only you know that. Only you know what you can contribute to the fight for your freedom. But understand, it is the fight for your freedom. Not MOVE's, not Leonard Peltier's, not Free's, you know, not the Zapatistas or the Puerto Rican Independistas, but your very own freedom. But nobody can tell you exactly what you can do. You have to determine that, because there is contributions on all levels. Nothing is too minimal or too big. You know, if you're a person that has a car and you see people working around the clock almost, you know, trying to organize a big demonstration or whatever, then offer to drive them around to get things done. That helps. You know, if you like to cook, when people are working hard and don't have time to stop and eat and all that, fix some food and bring it to them and feed them. You know, if you're parents and you have young children, get together with other parents that have young children and work out a sort of schedule so you can all be more involved and take turns watching the kids. If you have access to photocopy machines or a computer and you know how to do flyers or you can send out information or whatever, offer those services. All I'm saying is do something. If you are the most cosmetic person on the face of the earth with your Louis Vuitton shoes and Gucci bags and all of that, but you got a bit of a conscience and you know things is wrong and you'd like to help, well, get together with your other bougie friends, put on a fashion show, raise some money for people that are doing this work. There is something... That's right. You know, I ain't making a joke. That's right. Raise some money. Put on a fashion show. Raise some money for people that are doing the work. There is something that everybody can do. And the only wrong thing to do is nothing. It's nothing. So, I know y'all are on the move. Stay on the move. Don't ever stop being on the move. And long live free. Long live Earth First, the Animal Liberation Front, the Earth Liberation Front. Long live the Zapatistas, the Puerto Rican Independistas. Long live those indigenous grandmothers up there at Black Mountain in Arizona. Long live our sisters and brothers that are still fighting over in Vieques for their position. Long live all those that love freedom enough to fight for it. Long live the spirit of resistance. Long live revolution. Long live John Africa. Down with this rotten ass system. On the move.